High pressure will dominate our weather for the next 2 days and bring us some fantastic summer days. We should see a fair amount of sunshine with a few extra clouds possible across the higher terrain of the Adirondacks and the southern Greens. An isolated shower can't be totally ruled out for those areas as well. Overall, today and Thursday are looking like gorgeous days with ample sunshine and temperatures near normal. I wish I had some better news about the weekend. It's still looking like an active period of weather is shaping up with a slowly evolving trough to our west. Several disturbances will round the trough and bring several rounds of showers and thunderstorms over the weekend and into the beginning of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there's a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the Plain States and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Great Basin. Thunderstorms with a marginal threat for hail and locally strong wind gusts are forecast from southwestern Minnesota to northeastern New Mexico this afternoon and evening, as well as parts of the northern California, northern Nevada, and northern Utah areas. Potential tropical activity for today, well, the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, says as of 10 a.m. Central Time, the center of Tropical Storm Franklin was located near latitude 20.2 north and longitude 93.9 west. Franklin is moving toward the west near 13 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue for the next day or so. On the forecast track, the center of Franklin is expected to approach the coast of eastern Mexico today, then cross the coast in the Mexican state of Veracruz tonight or early Thursday. Maximum sustained winds are near 70 miles an hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is expected, and Franklin could become a hurricane later today and reach the coast of Mexico as a hurricane tonight or early tomorrow. Rapid weakening is expected after landfall in Mexico. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 140 miles from the center. The minimum central pressure based on Hurricane Hunter aircraft observations is 985 millibars or 29.09 inches. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high in the low 80s and a light breeze out of the southwest. In Boston, sunny, a high in the low 80s, a light wind out of the southwest as well. And in Buffalo, a high near 80 degrees, pretty gusty with southwest winds up near 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 96 set in 2001. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 46 set in 1989. Sunrise and sunset data for today, August 9th. Sunrise was at 5:55 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:05 p.m. For tomorrow, August 10th, sunrise at 5:56, sunset at 8:04 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s today, partly cloudy with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, then becoming mostly clear with some patchy fog overnight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, we'll have some sunshine today, a high near 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny today, highs in the low 80s, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, patchy fog, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s. For Friday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs in the mid 70s to low 80s. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid 70s to near 80 degrees. Mostly sunny and nice for Tuesday with a high in the mid 70s to low 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.